I mentioned we want to do the Tosfos route. I think we'll go by to the Gemara a little bit. Holding the Gemara, Omer and Chafa Man Aleph, Omer Rabbi Avohu. Ein Mezidim Es Eidim Elo Bifnehen. So, not like we mentioned before, that there's a Mechlegis in Baba Kama, whether Hakosha Tchilas is Omer or not. And then Rishashis came along and said, if you assume HaKoshat Chilas HaZoma, that the process of contradicting the Edom is the beginning of the process of being mazim them, because HaZoma really is just a very glorified act of HaKosha. So we don't look at the HaKosha. So Casey, if you have a pair of Edom, the worst case of Bobakama was, there's a halacha by Adam Zimmerman, for Adam Zimmerman to get the punishment, they only get punished if they came to Bezdin, they testified in Bezdin reached a conclusion based on what they said, and Bezdin reached a state of Gemara Din, Bezdin made a final decision. Then the second bird comes and says, how could you testify? You weren't there. You were with us at a different place at that time. You were with us somewhere else. So then, that's what when the Zemimim come, the Mazimim come, the Zemimim get punished. If the Mazimim come before that, the Bezin has not reached a final decision, the Zemimim do not get punished. Their atis is nullified, and we believe the second atim, the first atis is no longer valid, but they don't get punished. Atim Zomim only get punished if there's Gemara Din. The question which the Mora deals with is, what about the following? The atim come and they testify. Bezin reaches the Gemara Din, the final decision. Then two atim walk in and can't contradict the first atim, which require there's no mazimim yet. Then, so at this point in time, Bezin has to turn over their decision, because now it's a case of trei v'trei. So Bezin has retracted their decision. Then two edim come in and are mazim the first pair and said, you couldn't have testified anyway because you weren't even there. So does the first pair get an oinish? So we reach the state of Gemara Din. On the other hand, before the Mazimim came, we retracted the Gemara Din because we already contradicted them. So one opinion says, well, I'm sorry. When the Mazimim came, there's no longer a Gemara Din, so you can't punish the first pair. Comes the second month, this month number says, HaKoshat Chilas HaZoma. We don't look at it like you're saying that there is, that the contradiction turns over the first case, and then the case is now that that's the situation, then walk in mazimim. But rather, HaKosh is the beginning of the process of Azoma. So there was a Gemara Din, and then you're a Machish, and then Mazim, the first pair. That's all part of the process of proving them wrong. So therefore, they would get punished. It says the Machloek is whether HaKosh Tchilas Azoma or not. But Rav Sheshes took it to the second stage and said, well, if that's true, that HaKosh is Tchilas HaZoma, HaKosh must take place in the presence of the first pair of Edom. Comes from Rabbi Avoh and says, Ein Mazimim Es Edom Elo Bifneihem, U'Machishim Es Edom Shelo Bifneihem. So you can't be Mazim Edom unless they're there, because that's a question of causing them a punishment. And that's the pasuk which Rashi brought, would be Volov, that when you come to punish a person in some way, he must be the Edus, they must be made in the presence of the one that they're affecting. However, HaKosha, which does not prove anything about the Edim, there's no punishment by case of HaKosha, because it's Tre, you don't know which one to believe, but you can't use the Edus anymore. It's a question about the Edus, not about the Edim. So that can be done, Shalom Yifnei, not in their presence. Then he takes it a step further and he says, V'hazom HaShalom Yifnei, Nehidah Zom HaLohavi, HaKosha Mi'ahavi. Now, if the mezimim walk into Bezin and the zemim are not present, so they can't be made against the first pair for punishment purposes. But we would accept the testimony of the mezimim to undermine the first edus, to make it a question of it's a questionable edus and we can't use it anymore. That's not an issue about the edim, it's an issue about the edus. Okay. The Zog Rashi. One Rashi. And he does Amalahavya. It's pretty much in the Rashi, pretty much across the page from where we just read in the Gemara. He does Amalahavya. La Einsham. It's not a Zama to give them a punishment. La Nefesh. La Mammon. We can't give them any type of punishment. But Achasha Havya Levatal Edusim. But it is Achasha to Mevatal their Edus. I seem to recall vaguely that there's a question now. So, a case of when we say it's a hakasha to be about the ladies, so simply it could mean hakasha. We don't know which one to believe. This pair says that one, two, the Morris case of the Rabbas. The Morris says, "Wait, what can I say that?" Reuven bought the field from the original owner, and Shimon bought the field from the original owner. So there's an original owner, and there's two claims of purchase. Each one has a pair of Adams. I don't know who to believe. Is it Reuven or Shimon? I have no idea. Right? The Mezimim walk in and say, "Listen, you say Reuven bought the field. I have no idea who bought the field. But I can tell you one thing: you weren't there at the date that you claim that you saw the purchase." So we said, "Listen, so we can't use the first Adams anymore because now it's questionable." There's So there's a gzeiras kasa that you believe the second pair over the first pair. Do you require presence for that gzeiras kasa? You require presence for the punishment. You can't punish the first pair. So let's say in that situation, the more common is claiming he never sold it. So he didn't walk and say that Reuben bought it. So they're making the more common lose its field. Mezimim would come in and say you weren't there, they would have to compensate him for any loss they would have from the field, let's say, from the raiders. In this situation, we can't punish them unless they're there. Would you believe the second pair that the first pair is false? Do you totally believe the second pair when they're not there? Or there's a custom of Hazama work not to leave the first pair, even though they're not there, just you can't punish. Or the whole gzeiras kasa of Hazama doesn't exist until the first pair is there, and it remains a case of hakasha, which we don't know which one to believe. So, Rashi's lashon is hakasha havi the vatla dusim. Rashi, we call it a hakasha. Like the Morris says, it sounds like it's just a hakasha, it's not a Hazama. Okay. Amar Mar, back into the Gemara.
But it was Mabatel the Edus, and then you have the other Edim who are still sort of standing, and so you would believe them.
No. If the Mezimim are not believed, let's say in that scenario that I gave you, if the Mezimim are not believed totally. So let's change the scenario. You have one pair of Edim saying that Reuben bought the field, two pairs of Edim saying Shimon bought the field. You wouldn't believe those over the first one. It's two situations of Hakasha. See, if you believe the Mezimim totally, so then they're out of the picture. The first pair is out of the picture. But if you don't believe the Mezimim totally, it's Hakasha. So it's two pairs of Edim being Machash, the first pair, in different ways, but they're both being Machash, the first pair. So you wouldn't believe the. You don't know who to believe.
But Rashi is saying it's mevatel the edus. That lashon sounds like
because in the scenario over here we're talking about they're made and now they don't accept the testimony anymore. So you effectively have mevatel the edus. Amar Mar imish edim shiksav yadam husep. Ayishak sav yadam yotzi b'malka makar. So we said in the Braisa that the act of dimin chasimus, of comparing signatures, can only be from a shtar which has been challenged in Bezdin and proven that it's valid. So the Mora comes and says that we make a deal from this. Karlov ira in, but Karlov ira loy. If it had been challenged, there had been somebody who claimed that the star wasn't valid, and then it was proven to be valid, that's when you can use it. But had it not been challenged, that was you cannot use it as a, for Dimya Chazimus. So, Mesiela, the Rabbi Asi, this would support Rabbi Asi's, the number of Asi. Okay, so when you want to do kium based and comparing it to another star, the star which you're proving it from has to have been challenged and proven that okay. Even if you theoretically validated, you know, the signatures, we're saying that the point is that in a case it's never been challenged, it's never been validated, obviously. The point is even if you validated it, but even validated under the pressure of a claim of being invalid, doesn't have the same weight. Armin Adoy. Adoy takes it a step further. Amakaiman is a star el mishtek suvis, a mishtek sodus, whushaklum balayim gimel shanim ubashaifu. It's not enough that it should be one document. He wants them to have signed on two documents. Either, and these two the two documents would be from situations where you know that what they're saying seems to be valid, that the people have purchased it and nobody's come to challenge it. That would serve as a form of validating that their signatures are really real signatures. If the story is really true, it means their signatures are, we assume the signatures are really true.